Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Landmark English. Hey, Bill, I have a question for you.
All right, what's your question?
Bill, would you ever eat something that was shaped like brains?
Oh, let's see. Is it brains?
No, it looks like brains. It has the shape of a brain.
Oh, well, I guess I do that. I gotta tell you something. I actually have had brain before.
Oh my gosh, the brain of a human?
No. I went out with my friends and tried Beijing duck, and when I had that, I ate the brain inside the head.
Wow, how did it taste? Was it delicious?
Well, I think that maybe because I'm from North America, the way that my tastes work are a little different, because it really wasn't good.
Okay, so you were trying to be polite, but it definitely wasn't good. Well, what if I told you, Bill, that it was really good for you, this thing that is shaped like a brain?
Okay, but it's not a brain, right?
No, it's not a brain. It just looks like one.
Well, in that case, I might eat it.
Okay, well, we're going to learn all about that today because we're on day two of our article called Staying Healthy by Going Nuts. That's right, listeners. We're talking about nuts. Well, I'm so excited. Let's just get right into it and read the first part of today's article. Walnuts are shaped like brains. In medieval times, people used them to cure headaches. However, their history dates back even further. One of the earliest findings of walnuts is from 50,000 BC inside a cave in Iraq. Nutritionists say that people should eat walnuts every day because they contain omega-3. Usually found in cold water fish such as salmon, omega-3 is one of the healthiest fatty acids. Well, listeners, in case you were wondering why I was asking Bill if he would eat something that was shaped like brains, here's why. We're learning about a new nut called the walnut, and it actually looks like brains. I would have thought that it would be flat and long like a wall.
That makes sense. I mean, they should have called it the brain nut if it's shaped like a brain.
Something like that. But it's funny because a lot of people have this belief that if there's a part of your body that is hurt or is sick, if you eat that part of the body from another animal, you'll feel better. Like if you have a bad heart, you should eat the heart of other animals. Or if you have a bad liver, you should eat the liver of other animals. Well, in this case, we have walnuts that look like brains, and people use them to cure headaches.
That's right. So I guess the idea is because it looks like a brain, like you're saying, it's going to get right in there and fix your brain when it hurts. Now, walnuts, oh, I love them too. They're really interesting, though, because they don't really have like a salty flavor or a garlicky flavor or anything like that. They just have this walnutty flavor.
Yeah, and they sort of look like they're in this giant shell, this really big shell. You crack it open and it sort of has these bumps all over it.
And I remember too, when I was a kid, my aunt had this nut cracker. It's this thing with two arms and you put the walnut between and then squeeze it. And then you had all these little tools, these little things called picks that you use to get all of the nut out of the shell.
Yeah, a nutcracker, that's a great thing to talk about since the past 2 days we've been talking about nuts. It's a special little machine designed just to crack nuts, but I don't think they had them in medieval times.
Well, I don't think so either, back when they used walnuts to cure headaches. Medieval is basically talking about a time in history, and it's about maybe 500 to 1450, and we're talking about years, of course. And these years, well, a lot of things happened. You had like knights and castles and kings and queens and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, but even though that was a long time ago, we are just about to learn that walnuts have been found even before then, inside a cave in Iraq. Could you imagine being in the country Iraq, finding a cave in the middle of the desert, crawling inside and expecting, I don't know, bats or a demon or a monster, and then finding walnuts?
Yeah, 50,000-year-old walnut shells and walnuts, too. Wow. Now, I guess, of course, it makes sense because we see that walnuts are good for you too. In fact, nutritionists, or people who talk about your nutrition, what nutrients you should eat, they say you should eat walnuts every day because they have something really good inside.
Yeah, they have this thing called omega-3 fatty acid. I've been hearing about this a lot lately. Like it says in the article, it's found a lot in fish, just like salmon and some other freshwater fishes, but it has the healthiest of the fatty acids.
Right, and an acid, of course, is this kind of chemical that, well, there's different kinds of acids that we're familiar with, that we know about. The word acid really just is a name for a kind of chemical, part of chemistry. However, we usually think of acid as this thing that can really, well, break stuff and burn stuff, because acids can be very strong.
Yeah, I can think of acids going on your skin and burning off all your skin, but here we're talking about acid that is good for your body, and omega-3 fatty acids are really good for your brain. Okay, listeners, well, here's something else that's really good for your brain, some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 昨天我们介绍了 pistachios 跟 cashews，那么今天我们要接着介绍的是 walnuts，也就是核桃。核桃的形状呢，第一句话告诉我们 walnuts are shaped like brains，可能是因为它们的形状。In medieval times, people used them to cure headaches. Them 呢，就指的是第一句话提到的 walnuts。所以当时 walnuts 的功能呢，可以治疗头痛。However, their history dates back even further. Their 呢，当然指的是 walnuts 啊，他们的历史呢，可以追溯到更远以前。下面那句话呢，我们的动词是 is， 是单数的动词，因为主词强调的是 one of， 其中之一。看到 one of 这样的片语做主词的时候，它的动词呢一定是单数。那么 one of 呢，后面要接的是一个名词的复数形，这里的复数呢就是 findings， 也就是发现。Findings 的后面有 of walnuts 跟前面的 earliest 呢在形容这个发现，而这项发现呢时间点是 from 50,000 BC， 地方呢是 inside a cave in Iraq。 营养学家说 say 后面的一个子句作为 say 这个及物动词的受词，那么这个子句呢又包含了一个 because 的附属子句表示原因。 People should eat walnuts every day because they 当然指的是 walnuts，因为它们含有 omega-3， 也就是一种营养成分。接下来这个句子一开始呢是一个过去分词片语，形容句子的主词也就是 omega-3， 说明 omega-3 呢我们可以在像鲑鱼这一类的 cold water fish 身上呢找到。那么 omega-3 呢 is one of the healthiest fatty acids， one of 这样的片语呢又再度的看到了，后面接的是一个名词的复数形，也就是 acids。那么前面加上一个 fatty， 说明这种 fatty acids 呢对人体是有帮助的。
Okay, listeners, well, I hope your brain isn't quite full yet because Bill and I have more walnuts and nuts to come. Well, Bill, when you think of a nut, what do you think would be the most beautiful nut in the whole world?
Let me see. It'd be really hard for me to choose between pistachios and cashews. But you know, I think when I think about it really hard, I'd have to think of the almond, actually.
Really? Because I kept thinking about beautiful as in beautiful in my mouth, like delicious, but why would you say the almond?
Well, the almond is very beautiful, actually, because of what the plant is like that it comes from.
Okay, Bill, well, let's find out a little bit more and read through the second paragraph.
Possibly the most beautiful nut is the almond. Before harvesting, almond trees bloom with beautiful white flowers. Almonds were a prized ingredient in bread served to Egyptian pharaohs. They are said to prevent heart disease and cancer, as well as cure skin problems. They have been a sign of good fortune at weddings since Roman times.
Wow, a beautiful nut. I can hardly believe it.
But the almonds are beautiful nuts because of, like we said, the plant that they come from. In fact, almond trees bloom with these beautiful white flowers we see here, and it happens at harvesting time. When you harvest, of course, you get the fruit or the nut or the vegetable or anything that you planted that comes from a plant, and that's when you get it ready to eat.
Wow, I have actually never seen the almond flower before. I'm definitely going to go to the internet and see what it was like. I mean, if Egyptian pharaohs loved it, well, it must be good enough for me, right?
Well, definitely. I mean, remember, we talked about the Queen of Sheba yesterday and how she got all of the pistachios for only herself and her court. Now, she's a queen, and in the same way, a pharaoh is a king. It's just the old Egyptian word for king.
Yeah, they says here that almonds were a prized ingredient in breads. I know that in Taiwan, when I go to the specialty bakeries, I can buy those really fancy breads with walnuts and pecans and sometimes even almonds inside. I can definitely understand why it would be a prized ingredient.
Right, you know, a prize is a great thing you can get if you win something like a game. So something that is prized is something that you want to have, that many people want to get, like you want to win a game. So a prized ingredient means a very important ingredient, something that's good inside bread.
Well, let's find out how they're good for you.
Well, they're said to prevent heart disease and cancer, as well as cure skin problems. Hey, I like the way this is written here. When you say something is said to do something, it means other people believe this. They say this is what it does.
Well, hopefully these people are scientists and doctors, but they also say that it's been a sign of good fortune at weddings since Roman times. I don't know if at my wedding I would like to get a bunch of almonds, but if it's good fortune, I'll take some.
Well, do you want to have a bunch of nuts at your wedding?
Well, I definitely don't want any people who are crazy, but everyone loves some delicious nuts. Okay, now it's time for some Chinese explanations.
接着我们要介绍杏仁。Almond trees bloom with beautiful white flowers. Bloom 当动词来用，意思就是开花。那么它的开的花呢，非常的漂亮，是白色的花。接下来这个句子告诉我们，杏仁呢是非常珍贵的一种食材。Almonds were a prized ingredient in breads.Prize 当名词的用法大家比较熟悉，也就是奖品。Prize 呢也可以当动词来用，它的意思呢就是珍视。这里是一个过去分词当形容词来用，意思就是珍贵的。那么 breads 后面呢又有一个过去分词片语，说明加了杏仁的这种面包呢是要给谁吃的呢？ Served to Egyptian pharaohs.They are said to prevent heart disease and cancer, as well as cure skin problems. As well as 是一个连接词，在这里的意思呢就等于 and。那么至于主词这个 they 呢，指的是 almonds。Almonds are said to 后面加上不定词片语，这个句型结构的意思就是据说 almond 怎么样。它们有什么样的功能？最后一句话是一个复句 ，since 呢是一个连接词，在这个句子当中，它的意思是自从 ，since Roman times。那么主要子句呢是一个现在完成式 ，they have been a sign of good fortune。they 当然指的是 almonds。
Oh my gosh, Bill, I'm so excited about this amazing discovery we're about to learn about. Let's just read the paragraph. In 2002, archaeologists made an amazing discovery. They unearthed nuts and nutcrackers in Israel dating from 780,000 years ago. It proves that nuts have been an important part of man's diet throughout history. So the next time they are served, go nuts. They were, and still are, one of the healthiest foods to be found. Wait a minute, did you just give me an invitation to go nuts?
I sure did. I said the next time nuts are served, go nuts.
Oh, okay. Well, the next time there are nuts nearby, I'll be sure to go nuts and really enjoy them.
Well, I actually have some peanuts right here in my bag. Here they are.
Okay.
Is that what you do when you go nuts?
Well,
that was cool.
Thank you. Well, Bill, now it's time for an amazing discovery. In 2002, archaeologists unearthed nuts and nutcrackers in Israel dating back from 780,000 years ago. Can you believe this?
I can't. Just trying to believe this and understand it is making me go nuts a little bit. You know, archaeologists are people who study things from the past. And usually what they do is they study what humans have left behind, like their old tools, their old buildings. And here, I guess they also found some nuts. And then what they do is try and talk about who put them there, how they used them, and things like that.
Yeah, if you're studying people from that long ago, well, usually a lot of the things that you want to learn are underground. That's why archaeologists had to unearth nuts and nutcrackers. They had to literally go into the earth and pick up all those things that are under the ground.
Right, and of course we can now use that word, to unearth something, to mean both get something from under the ground, but now sometimes we talk about unearthing information, like just discovering it. For example, I could say that, you know, Siobhan, the other day, well, I was looking through my email and I unearthed this email from you that gave me all your secrets.
Oh my gosh, I thought I had sent that to somebody else. How did you end up with it?
Well, I don't know, but it was stuck in my email for a long time and I just discovered it. I unearthed it.
Wow, so now you learned all my dirty secret and about my love for nuts.
That's right, I learned all about how you like nuts. Just like these people in Israel must have liked them 780,000 years ago. Dating back from means that it was that long ago. We take today, go back a year, go back another year, do that 780,000 times, and that's when they used those nuts and nutcrackers.
Well, the next sentence really is right. I mean, it shows that nuts have been an important part of what humans eat for so long. And it makes sense. I mean, they grow from trees, they grow on the ground. It makes sense that you would just eat whatever's lying around.
Wait, you said an important part of what people eat for so long, but this is talking about a diet. Does that mean that these 780,000-year-old people, they didn't like their bodies either and they wanted to lose weight?
Well, I think that the people who lived that long ago had better things to worry about than the way that they looked. Diet is just another way of saying what we eat.
Yeah, like the food that you eat regularly. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Matt, you look great. Have you been on a diet?
Well, in a sense, yes, Anne. I am on a diet. Are you on one?
No, why? Do I look fat? Oh, no, that's it. I'm going to go on a diet right now. Okay, maybe after lunch.
Slow down, Anne. You're not fat, but I can say you are on a diet.
What do you mean?
Well, when we say being on a diet or going on a diet, we often mean eating less so that we can lose weight.
Yeah, go on a diet or be on a diet. 指的是为了减肥而节食.
But diet has a different meaning. Diet means all the things you eat and drink, whatever they are.
Oh, so that means everyone has a diet. Whatever they eat and drink all together, that's their diet. Diet就是日常生活的饮食.
Right. And we can say some people eat a vegetarian diet or a diet high in protein.
Vegetarian diet就是素食, a diet high in protein就是高蛋白饮食.
So, Anne, you don't need to go on a diet. You look great.
See you next time.
All right, we're back. It's so funny. Well, the next time I go on a diet, I'll be sure to eat lots of nuts. I mean, we've been learning over the past 2 days that it's one of the healthiest foods around.
Hey, you know that last sentence, they were, and still are, one of the healthiest foods to be found. I like it when a writer does that because it really shows a strong sense of time. They're saying here, the writer is saying that nuts used to be in the past, but hey, don't forget, they still are today, it's not over, one of the healthiest things you can eat.
Okay, listeners. Well, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the third paragraph, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to wrap up today's show.
最后一段提到，在2002年的时候 ，archaeologists 也就是考古学家 ，they made an amazing discovery。这个 discovery 呢是 made 的受词。这项神奇的发现是什么呢？下面那句话又继续补充 ，they unearthed nuts and nutcrackers。地点是 in Israel。句尾的 dating from 780,000 years ago。这个现在分词片语呢是修饰前面的 nuts 呢跟 nutcrackers 它们的时间点可以追溯到很久以前。It proves, it 呢就指的是这一项 discovery, 这个发现呢证明的是后面这个子句。这个子句当中我们用的是现在完成式，也就是 nuts have been an important part of man's diet throughout history。换言之，各式各样的 nuts 在人类的饮食当中呢，占有非常重要的地位。So the next time they are served, go nuts. They 呢，就指的是 nuts, 各式各样不同的 nuts. They are served, serve 当动词来用，就是拿食物给别人吃。那么这里因为主词呢是 nuts, 所以是 they are served.Go nuts 呢不是叫你要去发疯，而是呢 go and have nuts, 尽量吃吧。最后一句话提供我们一个非常好的理由。They were, 我们用过去式呢是表示他们以前 dates 的是 nuts, and still are, 又用现在式表示过去也是一样，现在仍然是这样。怎么样呢？One of the healthiest foods to be found. One of 呢，同样后面要接的是名词的复数型，它们是最健康的食物之一。那么食物后面呢，又有一个不定词片语修饰这些食物是 to be found, 是人类能够找得到的。
We were, and still are, talking about nuts, but shortly we won't be. So hopefully you'll come back after the break and join us for the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Landmark English, everybody. This is Bill. Siobhan and I are going nuts today, just like we went nuts yesterday. Okay, that just means we're going crazy, but we're doing it for nuts, because they're so good for your health. Today, we talked about walnuts and learned about how they're really good for headaches and how they're also one of the best foods you can eat.Because they have some really good things inside. They have these omega-3 things really good for you. Now, we also talked about the almond and learned that the almond is a beautiful nut because it comes from a beautiful tree with white flowers. We also saw that it's good for heart disease and cancer. And we finished up our story by saying that nuts have been around a long time,all the way back to 780,000 years ago, as far as we know. Who knows? Maybe people ate it even before then.
I think people are just going to keep on eating nuts too, Bill.
Probably, because they were and still are one of the healthiest foods to be found.
Well, now it's time to read today's article one more time. Walnuts are shaped like brains. In medieval times, people used them to cure headaches. However, their history dates back even further. One of the earliest findings of walnuts is from 50,000 BC inside a cave in Iraq. Nutritionists say that people should eat walnuts every day because they contain omega-3. Usually found in cold water fish such as salmon,Omega-3 is one of the healthiest fatty acids.
Possibly the most beautiful nut is the almond. Before harvesting, almond trees bloom with beautiful white flowers. Almonds were a prized ingredient in bread served to Egyptian pharaohs. They are said to prevent heart disease and cancer, as well as cure skin problems. They have been a sign of good fortune at weddings since Roman times.
In 2002,Archaeologists made an amazing discovery. They unearthed nuts and nutcrackers in Israel dating from 780,000 years ago. It proves that nuts have been an important part of man's diet throughout history. So the next time they are served, go nuts. They were, and still are, one of the healthiest foods to be found. Okay, listeners, well, it's time now for today's vocabulary.
Medieval. In medieval times, most people could not read or write.
Acid. Some acids are so strong that they can burn through metal.
Archaeologist. The archaeologist found the remains of an old society in northern China.
Unearth. The scientists unearthed a skeleton of a dinosaur.
Wow, a skeleton of a dinosaur?
I wonder if that dinosaur ate nuts.
He probably did, because they're so good for you.
Okay, Bill, well, I'm going to ask you a question now that maybe is a little bit personal, so hopefully you won't take it the wrong way.
Okay, go ahead.
Bill, do you think you're eating healthy enough? How could you improve your diet?
Well, oh, Siobhan, that hit a very important question for me. I'm not eating healthy enough. I eat too much meat, I don't eat enough vegetables. You know what I think I should do?
What's that?
I should eat more vegetables and fruits and try and eat more nuts.
Yeah, can you put away those McDonald's French fries and the Big Mac and put them away?
They're so good.
Okay, well, we'll let Bill finish his McDonald's and hopefully you'll join us next time when we'll have another really interesting article. I mean, Bill and I just had 2 days with an article called Staying Healthy by Going Nuts. We learned about walnuts being shaped like brains and other delicious foods.
Hey, I just thought of something. You know, a great way to eat nuts is to mix them together and eat them in a mix of nuts.
Wow, well, what could be better than one kind of nut?
Oh, many different kinds of nuts.
Of course. Okay, listeners, we're going to leave you on that note. Until next time, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Bill.
See you next time.